sugya on daf from Membeis. Membeis, hope the man comes came through this week. Okay, great. So it's still part of our whole series of sugyas relating to Shlichus. So the Gemara picks up on daf Membeis and Membeis. That's middle of Yomid v'Hadus Naz. The first line is Chochos. Almost about halfway down. At the end of the line v'Hadus Naz, Membeis and Membeis. So the first line is Chochos. Yes, the Gemara v'Hadus Naz, we learned it in Mishnah in Bava Kamma. Hashaleach has a be'era b'yad chere sheik v'katan. If a person sends a flame in the hands of someone who is a lav bar das, he's a chere sheik v'katan. V'potam b'didei adam v'chav dini shemayim. So I'm not going to be held responsible for that in Beis and Shel Mata, in this world, because at the end of the day, I didn't really do the nezek. I set up a situation where someone who was not responsible was going to do the nezek, but I didn't do it personally. So it's not going to be any worse than any other grumma. It becomes an indirect cause of damage. So whenever you have these kinds of indirect cause of damage, I'm part of the other. Beis Din can't hold me responsible. But the Chayav Din Shemayim, but I'm Chayav Din Shemayim, that means so the right thing for me to do is to pay the money. Shilech biyad pikech. What if I send a flame in the hands of a pikech, someone who is a bar da'at, so understand what's going on? So then I'm also going to be part of a pikech, and the pikech is going to be chayev. So in the first case, no one's going to be chayev. The cheshat the katan are not labre da'at, so they're obviously not going to be responsible. And I, with only a grubba, is also not going to be chayev. But the case of the pikech, so the pikech is going to be chayev. So thank you, Makash, if you're my name, a shluch shalom kemaisim. Why is the pikeach, why is the shliach, the person who was set with the fire, obligated to pay the money? Why don't we apply the principle of shlichus and make the sender pichayev? And it's the Gemara Shani Hasan Ben Shlichus Va'aveira. Now that's different. The Amrinon, Divrei Rav, Divrei Tama, Divrei Mishomim. In the realm of Va'aveiras, there's no shlichus, because in the realm of Va'aveiras, you have the following svara. Why in the world is the shliach listening to the Mishaleach? The Mishaleach is the Talmud. The Rav Hashem is the Rebbe. So you have a choice between listening to the Rebbe, listen to the Talmud, you should listen to the Rebbe, so listen to the Rabban Shalom. So therefore the Shliach wasn't supposed to do what he did, and therefore somehow that overrides the principle of Shlichos, and this serves as the basis for this din called Ein Shlichos V'Aveiros. So it's well documented in the Mishnah Bava Kamma, clearly there's no Shlichos in the realm of Aveiros. Why not? What happened to the regular Parsha Shlichos? This is the exception to the rule, Devei Rav, Devei Tama, Devei Misham. Yes, the Gemara, is that true? In fact, that Ein Shlichos V'Aveiros. But suddenly we learned shaliach shlo asa shlichus, so shaliach mo. The Gemara is talking about a case of me'ila, namely that somebody used something that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. So if a person uses for his personal use something that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, he's over in Aveira and he's chayef to give the value back to the Beis HaMikdash, and he has to add on a fifth, and he has to be a korban asham. So what if I asked you to do something for me, and this is all done to show you, so not realizing that it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash? So the Braisa draws the following distinction, that Bach points out that even though it says V'hadusanya in Agamar, probably the more correct year says V'hadusnan, because Tanan is usually a Mishnah, and Tanya is usually a Braisa. So this happens to be a Mishnah in Me'ila. So the Mishnah says, Maseches Me'ila, that if I appoint somebody as a shlich, I say, please do me a favor and go use that money for something, not aware that money belonged to the Beis HaMikdash. So shliach shlo asa shlichus. So if I told the person, go take that money over there and go use it to buy X, and you went ahead and used it to buy Y, so you weren't my shliach. You didn't do what I asked you to do. So since you weren't my shliach, shliach mal. So then you, the shliach, so to speak, are the one who violates the ilah. I'm not going to be chayev. You were mafkir the shlichus since you didn't do what I asked you to do. But also shlichus. But if you do exactly what I told you to do, then balabayis mal. Then the balabais, the original, the sender, is the one who's chayev me'ila. So yes, the Gemara, what's the Mishnah talking about? Ki asa shlichuso, the balabais v'yamal. Why is it that if the shliach acts accordingly and he does what he was asked to do, why is it that the onesh of me'ila, the punishment of me'ila, the dinim of me'ila, go back to the balabais? My name ein shlichus v'aveira. Based on what we just said by the Zikin, we should apply the rule of ein shlichus v'aveira. What says no? Shani me'ila. The Yalpa Chayt Chayt Mitruma. Me'ila is a Yaitzim Naklaus. A special Gzeras Naklausov. That even though Me'ila is an Aveira, Yesh Lechut Ba'Aveira, it's a Gzeras Naklausov, Gzeras Shav, it says Chayt by, Me'ila says Chayt by Truma. My Truma Mash Vashliach just says obviously the Shlichus for Truma, that was one of the sources for Shlichus. Av Me'ila Mash Vashliach. So to Me'ila, there is a principle of Shlichus. So the basic rule is, the Shlichus in Kotar Kula. There's no Shlichus by Aveira. Diver Rav, Diver Talmud.
But the rule that trumps that rule is Me'ilah. Me'ilah is one of the very few. It must be the list one or two others. But Me'ilah is the Yitz Me'ilah. The Yitz Me'ilah, even though it's an Aveir, Yesh Nechud Na'aveir. That's pretty much where the sugya ends up at this point. So comes Tosfos and raises an objection, just sort of flow to the Shach HaTayr in the sugya, which opens up the entire sugya. It's going to begin to have ramifications, consequences, well out of the intricacies of this particular sugya. So comes Tosfos on the bottom of the base and the base, begins to analyze the Shach HaTayr. Says Tosfos, bottom Tosfos, the Ma'im Mo'am, Neim Yishlo V'Vadir, Teba says Tosfos, the wonder, Ha'akorchach Ma'ir B'Shegei, since those are stopped, the kings from me. The Mishnah spoke about, I appointed somebody as a shliach to do something for me, and he listened to what I said. And the Mishnah says, and therefore, I'm going to be chayav me'ilah. Since those are stop for a second. Was the shliach aware that what he was doing was an aveir or not? Did he know this was momentul hekdesh? What's the obvious answer? Clearly not. How do I know? How do I know that the shliach has not a clue that it's momentul hekdesh? Because the whole parasha of Me'ilah is only b'shegei. Says the Posuk in Chumash, parasha of Yikra. Nevesh ki yisech the b'shkoga, of all the ma'al and the ashri ashri, the kach Hashem, the Posuk is, b'shkoga. The whole korban Me'ilah, the whole parasha of Me'ilah is only b'shegei. So obviously we're talking about shegei. If we weren't talking about shegei, we wouldn't even be discussing Me'ilah altogether. So obviously the shliach is shegei. Okay. Tosfos continues. Be'ib amazed, like a Me'ilah. Dei Me'ilah amazed. So yes, Tosfos. Im kei, that the shliach is shegei. Yesh nechud ba'aveira. So why did the Gemara ask, why is there shlichus here, ain't nechud ba'aveira? Stop the Gemara, says Tosfos. B'med b'mamorim ain't nechud ba'aveira, that's when the shlich knows he's doing something wrong. If the shlich doesn't have a clue that he's doing anything wrong, even outside the mamor b'iva, the shlichus. Why? How did Tosfos know that's true? Very simple calculation, says Tosfos. Tosfos continues. Im kei yesh nechud ba'aveira. Lo shayach l'meima divrei rav divrei talmud divrei mishomim kevin shu shaygeg. Says Tosfos, what was the whole reason why there's no shlichus for l'vaveira? Was because the shliach should have known better. What's the shliach doing listening to the mishaleach? He should listen to the Torah. What do you want from poor shliach? He doesn't even know he's doing the vaveira. He shaygeg in chalav mishpanga. So Tosfos says in kol terekula, in nezikin, in ritzicha, you name. When it comes to the shliach being a shliach, the shliach has no clue he's doing wrong. This regular shliach is l'daveira. The whole exception, right? The whole rule of eshach is l'daveira is only said when the shliach is mazid. But the svar of the very rabbah finds. Of a zoysis toysis, if so, so why is the gemara ask the kasha? What are you telling your story? This is the gemara talking. What are you telling your story? Shliach is l'daveira. What happened to Me'ilah? And the gemara was forced to say, no, Me'ilah is an exception to the rule. What do you mean Me'ilah is an exception? What do you mean? Hold this, stop, hold the phone. What do you mean Me'ilah is an exception to the rule? Me'ilah is the regular rule. The rule is, when the shliach is nazid, eshet of avera, and the shliach is shayi, yeshet of avera, as a direct consequence of divrei rav. When divrei rav applies, ah, even nazid, there's no shlichus. Divrei rav doesn't apply, ah, even shayi, you do a shlichus. So the whole shach HaTayr of the Gemara just fell by the way. That's Tosfos' kasha. That's how Tosfos read the Gemara. Right? Also, there are a few halachas. Obviously, we're talking shayi, there's no shayi, there's no me'ilah. If it's shayi, so then, avad the shlichus. That was Tosfos' kasha. So Tosfos says a very, very difficult teretz. It's almost like an akimta teretz. So Tosfos, we're going to walk a tightrope. You just have to make sure when you walk a tightrope, you don't fall off the edge. I'm going to find you a case where we can be discussing the Ilah and the Shlichus Amazir. So the Stephen A. Obey. What would be a case? Where would you have a case?
The shliach knows where the money came from, but the Baal doesn't.
So comes Tosfos and says, give me no kimta. The shliach is mazid. But the Baal Bas is not. It's strange. Not the most common case, but at least it's a case. That's exactly what Tosfos says. If you skip down to four lines from the bottom, the Emiri, the Hachamari, Afilu, the Nisker, a shliach, the Maal Balabayas. In the case where the shliach remembers, why did the shliach tell the balabais? Because at the time of the balabais appointed him, Itaka didn't know. But before he gets to taking the money, Itaka remembers. So that Taka makes a lot of sense. So Tosfos saved by the bill. So Tosfos came up with an okimtab sad. A kinej, a case, we can have a cake and eat it, we won't fall off the table. That's Tosfos' You see that Taisus, the Bali Taisus, was so bothered with this kasha, he was so disturbed with this kasha. Otherwise, they're stuck. Since obviously we're talking about Shogeg, if we're talking about Shogeg, the regular rules of Amshet and Avir break down. So that's what tells us how to come up with this account. So if you take a look on the Mamakomis, they sent a follow up. I hope we're going to get the follow up email, the second email today.
Yeah.
So there's the Taisus Rid put on the Mamakomis. Taisus Rid had nothing to do with Taisus. It was called the Taisus Rid. It was written by Rabbi Yeshaya, who not one of the Balei Taisus at all, but they called it the Taisus Rid. So the Taisus Rid asked the same question, gives a different answer. So if you take a look at the Taisus Rid, let's see if I can find it here. There's like a glitch in the page that the Taisus is reading. It's like in the wrong place. Let me find it. Okay, you see the Dibur Maschol Neima? Everyone sees this on the second column. Neima Ein Shluchat V'Avera.
So where is it?
See the Dibur Maschol Neima. So it tells us read. So the second column. Did it come out?
Yeah, sorry. Actually, my wife is going to labor, I think.
So
my wife is going into labor.
So. Oh. Be well. Okay, should be service time. Okay, good. Okay. What?
I haven't used that excuse in a long time.
Yes. If you get bored tonight and you want to touch your says, give us a call. Okay, good. Should be good. Service time.
Any help?
I'd love
that.
No,
thanks.
You good? Okay.
Can you call here? Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, we got the second column, right? Neima ein shluchat v'aveir v'limo shliach. So let's have the Taisus Rid formula. That's the Taisus Rid. Perish. Afal gav debishkagahi. So the Taisus Rid starts out like Taisus. Obviously, we're shogeg, because if we're not shogeg, then there's nothing to talk about. Ve'ein loyma like Taisus sham divrei shomim. Right? He's pushing in the same direction as Taisus, setting up the same question. But listen to his solution. Kevon the Ilu have amazed Loyachayev Hashalahki Mashaliah. Imtimsin Loyim, it would have been mazed. There are consequences for Me'ilu b'mazed. It's not a korban as a chomesh, that was to be Malkus Lutaskin. There is an omish, there is a punishment for Me'ilu b'mazed. If we'd be dining on the Ilu b'mazed, then we would have said Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomim. So Taisus Rid sounds like something, he's about to say something very strange. But we're not talking about Mazed. We're talking about Shogeg. So he says, no, listen to this bar from Taisus Rid. Hashti nami davi b'shogeg, l'olima lo l'shuliach. Why? Because Shogeg is following the rules of Mazed. Why is that? Shehashkoga hoileches achar ha-Mazed. Says the Taisus Rid, first decide who would have been in violation if the Aveir would have been b'mezid. Once you make that determination, once you make that call, who would have been held culpable, who would have been held responsible for violating Hekdesh b'mezid, once you determine who that person is, then, if it was done b'shogeg, he's the fellow who gets the kapara, he's the one who brings the korban. It says, Moshel Mother V'Doyme, Dumiya D'chai V'chatos, Shekol Shechai V'l'mezid Koreis, Chai V'l'shegi Chatos. You hear the moshel that Taisus Rid is giving? We don't paskin a chata shayla just like that. Chatas is what's done for shogeg. You really paskin the kore shayla. Who would be chayv kore? I am chayv, I'm chayv kore. I'm chayv shabbos, I'm yom kippur, I'm chayv kore. Once I'm chayv kore, but amazing, if I did that, if that's suva, they were shogeg, identical, they were shogeg, then I'm going to be chayv kore chatas. So it comes to Taisus Rid and says, that's how the parasha of Me'ilu works as well. The starting point of Me'ilu is, If you use something in the Beis Hamikdash b'mezid, it's a terrible avecha, malchus, the neshama, whatever the Irish is, like it's fine. Some terrible avecha. Then the Torah says, by the way, the shogeg will give you a break, we'll give you a kapar, just bring your carbon and a chodesh and call it a day. But the rules of shogeg don't start in shogeg, they start in mezid. So first, paskin up the shalom b'mezid. What would the dinner be? Lo yitzuyah, that Reuben appointed Shimon as a shaliach to use money in hekdesh b'mezid, what would the dinner be? The Torah says, what the dinner would have been? Why? It's b'mezid, b'mezid, the very rabbi, the very talmud, the shogeg. So the mezid, the Einish, was chal on the shaliach, that was the first question. Over story that the lazy is chal of the shliach. So the shayish and the shliach also shlichos. So the ball gets we're able to discuss. So the chiddush gadol from the Tosfos. But what do you see both from the Tosfos and the Tosfos read? They were both so bought into this kasha. The divrei rab, the divrei talmud, the rishonim just doesn't make any sense. The shliach is shayish. It can't be. That's far only applies to this. That can. The Me'ila aspect of the Sugya. So again, Tyson and Israel are differing how to solve the problem. You have to give a kippah, you give a lomdus and Me'ila, but at the end of the day, they're both working with the same anocha that Einshech of the Aveir is limited only to Meza and not the Shekhi. Very, very disagree with this. It's logical. Anyone disagree with the Tyson's real logical?
Yeah, because you have a case of Karis and Chathos, so it's like there's a continuum. Over here, there's Me'ila, there's not Me'ila.
Right, okay, good. Yeah, right. So you're arguing about the details of the Tosfos. I didn't get anyone arguing about the whole theory of the Tosfos and the Tosfos combined together. The premise of Shlich is Livyami. They're both assuming the same premise that Ancient of Aveir is only when the Shlich is made. It's not Mishlich. That's the common denominator. Can someone argue with that? What prompted them to say that Chiddush? What is prompting both the Talia Tosfos and the Tosfos to come to that conclusion? They are pushing the words of Divrei Rav. They are just like meshuvah to those words, and those words just don't make any sense to them. And the shliach is shayim. So it's so bound to those words. So as I asked the Tamidim a question, I asked them, this statement I just made, is this a Shabbos warning statement or a Shabbos experience statement? Now, only the Davin Bar Torah will appreciate what that means. Shabbos morning, I get up and I give, you know, some fluffy drasha, you know, about Hashkaf, Sachayim, about Musar, and Chizik from the Parash or something. Shabbos said, no, I give a real, you know, bona fide, you know, Shir, Halacha, Lomdus, whatever it is. So every once in a while, you hear a line, and you're not sure, is this like a sermon kind of a line? Is this like a Mashava, like a Hashkaf Shir? Or is this a real ironclad halachic reason? So if I give that marshal, Shabbos morning, Shabbos Yechidu, most shuls they don't get it, because Shabbos Yechidu, most shuls, the Rabbi Yechidu, Shalosh Shinsi, Shalosh Shinsi, Terer, which is less than the Shabbos morning drush. But at the end, it's so I want to know this. What is the Rabbi Yechidu, the Rabbi Yechidu? Is that a halachic statement? That is the Yisrei that Dover, that's the halachic reason why ancient of the Bavir? Or, not the halachic reason. What kind of reason is that? Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud is like some kind of like mashrom statement. What are you listening to the guy for? So I'm sorry, I shouldn't listen to Tosfos Yemei Tzimah. What does that have to do with Ein Shlichus? How does Ein Shlichus of Aveira emanate from that phrase of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud? Maybe one could argue Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud is like a big mashrom. It makes sense. When you hear the din of Ein Shlichus of Aveira, what's the real mokhach of Aveira? I don't know yet. This is not that mokhach of Aveira. This is a nice way of, you know, presenting it to the masses. It makes sense. It's a nice word. But is that the real halacha? Oh, that's not the reason. I don't remember from the Pesachim Shuv yet. Almost an identical Shaila. Last year, when we learned the second Pesachim, so embarrassing, we discussed the din. Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Shichas Damim is the Harba Yama. If somebody says, if you kill a person, I'm going to kill you, you're not allowed to pull the trigger. You have to give up your life rather than kill somebody. Gemara says, how do you know? Do you remember the reason? Gemara says, how do you know your blood's redder than the other fellow's red blood? By Chazes the Dabbin Dachsimuk. So the Kesef Mishnah raises the Shaila, that's a halachic reason. That's a compelling halachic svarach. Or is that a nice drush to say, you know, whenever we have to tell people, listen, you know, in the Olam HaSal Yonim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the only one can value life, you can't make that back. What's the mokar for the din? It's a halachic question that's in Zer Sakhosim, it's a svarach. That's not a halachic compelling svara. So every once in a while, the Gemara will throw out a reason that's not clear. The Gemara means this is not the binding reason. And if the reason applies, then the din applies. If the reason doesn't apply, the din doesn't apply. But the Gemara means this is more the machshavadik, ashkavadik, a very softer kind of a quote unquote reason. And the halach is not bound to this detail. So this is the identical shava raising. Both types of the Tosfos Rav understood. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud is an absolute chayt lo yava. This is the reason for the din. And therefore, you have to go case by case and see, does the reason apply, does it not apply? So both Tyson and Tyson Ritz said, the reason applies when the Shlech remains it, doesn't apply when the Shlech is shaking. What is the reason? What is the reason? Is this a really halakhically binding ironclad reason? What does it mean? What do the words mean? Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, therefore there's no Shlech. Right, master. You should have listened to Rav Asher after the Rosh. Why is it Rosh? What is the reason? If it's a reason, what is the reason? What's the basis?
Avos is the basis of Shivas.
I don't know if I'd say, you also like to say Parsha, that kind of stuff. So why does that take away? The fact that he shouldn't have listened. You're right. I shouldn't have listened. But I did listen.
Because once you go out of the realm of Arbus, which is not within the halachic correctness of a mitzvah, then there's no Arbus. If someone's not part of the Bnei Yisrael.
I mean, I'm doing something wrong. You don't say something wrong. I'm not responsible for it. But you're linking Shlichus and Arbus. It's not identical. What are the arbus for? Let's say I appoint you as a shliach to build Bobby a bag of potatoes.
No, but let's say if a person's not a Jew, there's no shliach.
Okay, but that's a cost. You have to be there for. Okay, I understand.
Okay, so the next step, if he's not a Jew, he's not arbus. If he's outside the parsha of doing something correct, then he's outside the parsha of being able to hand over the shlichos.
It's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush. No, arbus is like resolved like from Nitzvahs. One of the reasons why can I blow shelf a few of my relatives? You don't say that may be based on arbus. I understand why I can be a shliach to mafresh truma for you. That I understand. I can be a shliach to give him a kaddish and nishim. Those are all mitzvahs, kind of. Why can I be a shliach to buy a bag of potatoes for you? Why is that shliach? Why is that arbus? You know, it's a kaddish all over here. That's why I'm sure it's only a kaddish and nishim. So it's more than that. What is the halachic impediment to shlichus that the rabbi of the Talmud shows? Shlichus is predicated on the fact that it was a mina shlichus. I'm asking you to do something for me. And I'm assuming when I'm asking you to do it, what's going to happen? You're going to do it. What if I don't believe you're really going to act for me? I don't really trust you're going to do it. Sma says that's a chishon of the mina shlichus. What kind of mina shlichus is that? If I don't think you're going to do what I'm asking you to do, so then I was never the mani will they show it.
No, I'm afraid.
Michelle Spice. We're trying to analyze right now. Reuven's telling Shimon, do something for me. So when Reuven says to Shimon, come to Mikhail Shimon, you for me. So Shimon says, grab me to do it. So Reuven says, this guy's going to do it. He's going to do it. He's going to do it. So Reuven is the man of the Shalich. So what he does, it's beside the fact. Even if it's not a good show, it's fine. There's no harm. So I ask Reuven, do it for you. Go to school and buy me negative days. The stomach Shimon says, great, I'll be happy to do it. So the stomach's going to do it.
What happens when you get to Shalich? Marry some friend, and he decides to go marry him for himself.
Again, a lot of things, he could just slip you off the deep end also. But there's no reason to for me to doubt that he's going to do what he said. If I appoint him to shlich, he's going to listen to me. Says the smart. But if I tell a guy, listen, go kill that person, and I know full well that he knows it says this, there is a serious deficiency in that meaning of shlich. And that's exactly what Divrei HaRav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Shalom means. Divrei HaRav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Shalom is not a reason why there's no shlichus. It's a way of measuring, because of that reality of Divrei HaRav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Shalom, that is the gala to me, that there's a chisod in the etzim trust. There's no real appointment, there's no real meaning shlichus.
It's shifting from the shliach to the...
Right, chisod in the mishalech.
So, and he's going to ask him, that has a negative...
That's right. Anything I tell you to do that has an issue involved in it, it shows that there was never really a meaning in the first place. That's what the Sma says. If so.
So Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud goes to Mishaleah.
Right, that's right. It's not the reason Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud is a way for us to assess that there was probably something not the full wholehearted in the Shlichus in the first place. So now, President Ezra really make perfect sense. Bameh, Devar Mamurim, that the Mishaleah thinks the Shlichus not going to do it. If the Mishalech knows that the Shalech is what? Knows that it's awesome. Everybody knows you can't kill someone. I hope everyone knows that. So when I tell a guy to go kill someone, I know he's not most probably not going to listen to me. I know Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, he's not going to listen to me. So that's the chesed of the Shalech. However, when it comes to a case where the Shalech is a Shayeg, so if I can't, I think he will listen to me. He doesn't even know what he's doing is wrong. He doesn't even have a clue what he's doing is wrong. So that's what prompted the Taisi Rita to say, oh, the Shemlich is a Shoygeg. So then the regular rules of the Rav should fall by the wayside. Eishlich of Bavir should fall by the wayside. The regular Pasha should kick in. And therefore, both Taisi and Taisi Rita are hey, the Eilish Shoygeg. So Taisi give their answer. Shnot, Shmuel, makes it. So again, everyone's trying to give different answers. But the Ikaron, if there's really a Shliach who's Emes Labito Shoygeg, so one could argue that Angel of the Bavir is not going to apply.
The challenge they have with that is once we put on the shaleach, that it's all in his hands, and he knows that the person should be doing it, that it should be shlichus no matter what, even if the guy's b'shogeg.
I think he's going to do it if the guy's b'shogeg. If the shlich is b'shogeg, I believe that he's going to do it for me. There's
but
no reason.
It should be called shlichus.
Why not?
Because
wasn't
that shlich, the way we're explaining it, that if he did know, it's shlichus works if it's correct. We're saying only, and we're saying it's correct because it's on the shaleach to empower the shlichus. But if he knows it's wrong, so we're saying it's no good because he knows it's wrong. It has nothing to do with the shaleach. It's only because the shaleach knows it's wrong.
But at the end of the day, there's only one question. There's only one fact we have to ask. Ask the shaleach. I know Henry doesn't want to corner the shaleach. We're going to corner the shaleach. Corner the shaleach and ask him one question. Do you think that guy's listening to you or not? If the answer is yes, then the shaleach. If the answer is no, there's no shaleach. Is he listening or not? That's
the
question.
It's not the right quote by Tzitzis Ritzin.
It is the right quote. That's the reason why the Mishalech suspects that the guy's not listening to him. Because the Mishalech knows in his heart of hearts that the Shalech is even listening to the Rebbeinu Shel, not to me.
This guy's up in Lifnei Iver.
Yeah, you're right. That's a Tzitzis Ritzin. See, it says everything changes in Lifnei Iver. That's right. But I don't care with the Mishalech. The Mishalech's a Russian. I don't care with the Mishalech. I want to know, is the Shalech going to listen or not? That's the only thing that matters to me. So if you take a look at the Ritva, also in the Mem Kamis, it's sent today. So the Ritva undermines the entire Taisus, everything we've been saying for the last 20 minutes. Comes the Ritva on the first of the columns, Shani Hassam. Shani Hassam, the ancient of the beginning of the piece. The Amidah Devir Rav Devir Tav Rishon. Perush. Says the Ritva, let me explain to you what the Rav means. Taima Kamrinon Shukena Harov. Most of the time, this reason applies. Implying that sometimes it doesn't. Miu Zakka Ritva. Dina Diaraisa, who could look up. The Dina Veshvetha Vaveira is a Din Diaraisa, not dependent upon this Hashkafic reason that sometimes is not even true. As the Gemara seems to say later on, and the Gemara seems to call Psukim. At this stage, we only saw the Gemara that said Divrei Rav, but the Gemara later on seems to call Psukim to the effect that in Shluchat Vavera, we didn't even get to that part yet. And now comes the punchline of Ritva. V'afilu heichad leisel haitaima. Even in a case where this reason doesn't apply, the reason of Divrei Rav doesn't apply, kigon shehu shoygeg v'chayayitzi b'zeh, such like a case of shogeg, like i.e. like Taisus and Taisus Rit said, even in a case where the reason doesn't apply, the din still applies. Why? Because according to the Ritva, the din of ancient Vavera stands on its own 2 feet, regardless of whether the quote unquote svar applies, because at the end of the day, the Ritva learned that ancient Vavera is a zeres kosov. And the quote unquote reason of Divrei Rav is just a drush for Shabbos morning. It's not a din. And therefore, easy come, easy go. Maze it shogeg across the board, ancient Vavera finished. It has nothing to do with me thinking and trusting the guy's doing it or not. There's no shlichus was never in the Shabbat for Vavera. That's it. You want to philosophize like Henry, it's because maybe you're right, but it's exerced across it. It has nothing to do with Maze it shogeg. Nothing to do with the chisar within the shlichus. So I stayed in the Ritva.
It's not fair
because the Ritva did learn the next 20 lines. Because the Gemara afterwards thought to bring Sukkim into the mix. So the Ritva says, once the Gemara brings Sukkim in, the Gemara shows its real hand. That's really it. It's really Tzitzikos. But then the Ritva makes a startling turnaround. For 2.5 columns, he's proving his point that Tosfos is not right, that Tosfos is not right, and then he makes an about-face.
So if the Gemara brings Pesukim with that, it's a Duraisa from Pesukim.
Well, the Gemara starts off with the Rav. So it's not clear what the goal of those Pesukim is. It's not fair because we haven't seen the Gemara yet. So hopefully as the Sugya is developed on, weeks to come,
because we'll be able to Gemara also.
Right. But Tosa understood the Pesukim a little bit differently. Right. We have to hold off that. But now there's what makes Mamshin about face. If you take a look at the next page in the results, it's the third column printed out in the email. It's at the end of the third column, right before the end of that paragraph. Elavada Kidyamba, the first two words, Elavada Kidyamba, it's now four or five lines up from the bottom, in the third column. You got it? Listen to the result, it's Mamash turnaround. Keteda says the result. I'm convincing you that even the Shege Geshur of Bavera. So up until now he said, you know why, even Mishagig? Because after all, the reason for Rachel has nothing to do with the Svaras of the Rebbe. That was a joke. This was a sideshow. Says Rizvana, but that's not a sideshow. It really means it. But listen to this longness of the tape. The Afilu Mishagig, Shai Chai Taino. Even Mishagig, the Svar of the Rebbe is fine. Listen to how he takes the Rebbe. The Anana Rina. Ilu yada hai shaliach the hektisho. Well, how are we shaliach? Kidivir Rav Shaiven. This is the category. How are we shaliach the tos? U bota shlichusai? V'choshu ke eisen yatsu b'shegi keirudi. What did Rav just say? He took the exact same word, Kidivir Rav, and took a total 180 degree spin on it. He said, Divir Rav, Divir Tavid means, that the shaliach is not interested in being a shaliach against the words of the Rebbe. If the shaliach was a shaygeg, he could turn around and say, "I never would have been a shaliach. If I would have known that this is it, I would have known this. I would have known this. I never would have done such a terrible thing." And therefore, divrei Rav takes on a new meaning according to the Rishon. Divrei Rav is a code phrase for saying the shlichus betos. Wherein lies the chesed of shlichus according to this new razzle dazzle shot in the Rishon? Now you can say it. It's not a chesed of the Mishnah, it's a chesed of the Shlichus.
Right.
It's the opposite of Tosfos and Tosfos.
Exactly.
Tosfos and Tosfos would say the whole chesed linked in the Mishnah, and therefore, if and when the Mishnah thinks the Shlichus is going to listen, so then Dachayesh should have done it. And the Rishon says, no, the Rishon says, Divya Rav has two parts of it. So Brisket has two parts of it. Tosfos is right. There is an element. A chisar mitzad mishalech. There's an equally significant element mitzad shaliach, and that aspect of eishes v'avir mitzad shaliach is ultimately what's mafkia the din shlichus from the shlichus shaliach. So the Ritzvah Mamshah says cake and eat. He disagrees with Taisa and Taisa without two counts. He says, first of all, your overemphasis on divrei Rav is not false for us. The Ritzvah, it's not correct because the emphasis on is erev sechosim. The world is erev sechosim. Lach tachli by the shlichus based on shaliach. That's objection number one. And even in terms of limits of the Ritual, even if you're right that somehow the words of the Gemara should be taken more literally, it's not just a drush, it's a real did, so then I can explain those words even to suit my purposes, and I could use that to explain that even Mishagig, the din would be ancient. So when all the dust settles, you have a major machlekes, the Kedeli Mishagig, place and place been on the one side, the ancient of the Rebbe is limited to Nezid, not the Shagig. And because of that, they ran into a big problem with the Bitnigo Sugya. Shataiz had a couple of the Nokimta, the Shaliach, remembered the Shaliach, didn't remember Ochad Gavir. And if they spread a couple of the razzle dazzle Dinyan that we didn't already surely understood between Chattas and Esther. But the Ritva went clocked. Close at the Ritva. All the Shem are not correct. The emphasis of the Ritva is very across the board. Hey, Mitam is Yafi Kosov. The Hey, Mitam means redefining what the Klal of the Ritva is all. So in terms of the Sefer Kedushin Daf Mem Beis, we don't have any compelling raya on the video. The Me'ilah raya, we thought was a raya, let's get touched it up. The finding of that is in the Svar, it's possible to talk to us in the Chariah. So we have to look at other places in Shas. Are there any other Gemaras? So there is a sugya in Masechet Bava Kamma that was the background for this Tosis. What prompted Tosis in the first place to be so convinced that Eishon of Ravir doesn't apply to Shagig? The Tosfos themselves tell us Ayin Bava Kamma Daf Ayin Tes. They start to tell you they don't finish the story. So let's take a look at Bava Kamma Daf Ayin Tes and see what is the Gemara, or the Mishnah actually, that prompted Tosfos to say what they said, and how did the Ritva deflect that. get a little bit of a background in Perek Meruba, the fine test. The Mishnah is discussing what is necessary for a person to qualify as a ganav. Now, being a ganav carries with it a lot of wonderful privileges. First and foremost, you now become responsible for what happened. Number two, if you after you go into something, if you subsequently sell it or shecht it, there's an egg in sure set, then you can become chayav, not just kefir, you have to pay dal v'hei as well. This is all presupposing that you were a ganav. In order to steal something, it is absolutely critical that you did a ma'aseh kinyan. And the ma'aseh kinyan that's necessary to create the shem ganav is not all that different than the ma'aseh kinyan that's necessary to buy and sell regular objects. So, it's with that background that the Mishnah begins in the Intesin and Aleph. If a person steals something from the rishus of the owner, and he takes it outside of the rishus, so once he took it outside of the rishus, he was automatically kone it with a kinyan mishicha, because if I drag something out of the rishus, I'm kone it. So gonav rishus abaylam, v'tovach umach chutz l'mishusam. Right? So I then shechted it, or I sold it outside of the rishus. Or if I stole it from outside and then I brought it inside to the rishus and then I shechted or sell it, I'm also chayav. Because again, since then, as long as it was a meshicha, it was a kinyan meshicha, it was a dragging, pulling of the animal outside of the rishus of Eilam, that's a ma'asekin. If everything was done outside of the rishus, so the Mishnah starts out by telling you as long as there was a meshicha anywhere, any shape or form done outside the rishus of Eilam, so I'm good. Aval, gonav v'tavach hamacha v'shusapot. I go into your back, I break into your backyard. I go to your barn, and I grab your animal and start walking with your animal in your backyard. I schlep it, I drag it, I'm pulling it, I'm about to leave, and then I shecht it on the spot. Guess what? I'm not a ganav. I'm not chayav dalvei. Because I didn't do ma'aseh kinyan, right? Meshicha v'shusabayim is not called meshicha. The whole goal of Meshicha means I'm pulling it away from you. I'm taking it to Marmishus. To do a Maisa Meshicha, your Rishus is not a Kinyan. Even in the realm of Kinyanim, it's a Mechira. I can't be kind of something if it's still in your Rishus. I have to be Meshicha outside of your Rishus. Haya Moshcha, then the Mishnah continues. Haya Moshcha v'yotze, what if I'm being Moshech your item, and I'm in the process of taking it out, and it dies by itself in the Rishus of Eilam. I'm not responsible. Because at the end of the day, I'm not a ganav. So both Magabi the din of a ganav subsequently paying Dal Behei, as well as the din that a ganav is Chai B'Achrayis, Chai B'Oinsin, none of those didn't kick in unless I'm formally a ganav. And in order to formally be a ganav, I have to have a Maisa Kinyan, and a Maisa Meshicha B'Shus HaBailam is not called a Maisa Kinyan. What if he B'O, O Tzio Meshus B'Eilam, or Meis Chayav? What if I picked it up? I did Hagbah. Hagbah is a whole different story. Hagbah is kinda even Rishus about. If I go to your store and I pick something up in your store, I mean, assuming you gave me Rishus to take it, I'm kinda. So too, if I steal something and I did Hagbah, picked it up, that is a kinyan. So dragging Rishus about is not a kinyan. Hagbah Rishus about is. Or if I mamish took it outside, so then for sure meis chayv, then for sure I'm chayv nechayv. So the whole goal of the first half of the Mishnah is to tell me that all the din that emanate from Geneva, both in terms of the chiyav dal vehei, the subsequent tefichah mechira, as well as the chiyav onsin, all those din are only kick in if there was a kinyan geneva, and the kinyan geneva was either derech hagvah or derech meshicha, but meshicha has to be chutz l'rishus abayim. So the first half of the Mishnah is fairly straightforward. It's the second half that causes us a lot of confusion. Nasna l'b'chayras b'no. All of a sudden, we're learning about kama, we're talking about pidyon haben. A fellow gives an animal to for pidyon haben, all about chav. Or he pays back a debt. Or the shemachinim l'shol nasachol l'seichem. Or he gives an animal to a shomer, either a paid watchman, non-paid watchman, a borrower, or a renter. For your meishcha yomeis, and the person is being mosheich this animal. Who is the person? Apparently, the kohen for pidyon haben, or the recipient of the chov, or the shomer. He's doing a meshicha, umeis b'shus abaylam potter. Because after all, meshicha b'shus abaylam is nothing. He b'o she'tzir b'shus abaylam meis chayev. But if he did agba, or you actually took it out of b'shus abaylam, and it died, then you chayev. Ad kan divrei Mishnah. So clearly the reason of the second half of the Mishnah is to, it's an extension of the principles we said. The Mishnah is trying to highlight another whole bunch of scenarios where either Meshicha Mishnah Sabayalim, Chutz Mishnah Sabayalim, or Hagbo Mishnah Sabayalim are necessary. And the Mishnah depicts all these cases, Pidin Ben, paying back a Choyv, Shom Mechinim, Shom Nisachay, Shom Lanzach. Do you have any clue what in the world the Mishnah is talking about?
So, like, the
parallel,
the shlichus of telling to do something that's wrong.
Wait. I'm not even sure there's anything wrong going on in the second half of the Mishnah. Can somebody? I want translation of the Mishnah. Nasno lebecheres pino. Can somebody please tell me who those people are? Who is giving it to the Kohen? Who is the he? Like the kids, how the kids write an essay. They don't tell you who the he is. Who's the he? Who's the she? Who's the it? Who is giving it?
It's kind of the Baal. Being the Baal of the animal.
You mean a regular guy, a normal guy. You went out there, you went out there. Then he says, and then in the Mishnah. You're probably right, you're going to the Mishnah. The Mishnah talk, first told us about Baba Gama. Told us about stealing things.
Rashi says, right. Baal was.
Oh, so then, Finn Rashi. It's the Baal. Means the Mishnah is not even talking about Geneva anymore. The first half of the Mishnah is Geneva. The second half is talking about how to do Pidya Bet, or how to pay back Chavis, or how to give Shayim. So what's the goal of the second half of the Mishnah? What's the Yisari? The Mishnah is borrowing the same principle we said before, that a kinyan is critical to create a Shem Yadav. A kinyan is also critical to create what? To say that I fulfill Pidya Bet. I give something to the Kohen, and then that animal gets struck by lightning. Who's responsible? Then I take the loss of the context loss. What's the answer? What does it depend on? Was he content or not? Or if I pay back a claim to somebody, and then that item that I used to pay up the phone gets struck by lightning. So am I still responsible? Is it now it's his loss? The answer is, well, was he content or not? If I give something to a shayel, and then something happens to it, is it my loss or his loss? What depends, was he content or not? So the Mishnah said, by the way, you want to know how do you create a kinyan? Let me tell you the rules, i.e. whatever the rules are, Gabi Aganav. So that's the Danish crowd, first crowd in the Mishnah, right? According to this kind of Mishnah, the Mishnah is not talking about Geneva. The second half of Mishnah is not even talking about Geneva, the Chlal. Not a Rem is not a nothing, not a Gorn. Can somebody tell me what word is funny in the Mishnah? As long as the kinyan was made, a kinyan was made, Chayav. Keep to the case of Pidya Bet, it's the easiest one. What should the Mishnah have said? As long as the kinyan was made, Yotzei Dechavasa, Pidya Bet, Malchus, the kid's puzzle. What's for Chayiv? Who's Chayiv? What do the words mean? The Kohen's Chayiv? Who's the Chayiv? The Kohen hits it, not Chayiv. So that word Chayiv led a group of Rishonim to give a totally different shot in the Mishnah. There are two textual reasons why other Rishonim give a different shot. Number one is, this Mishnah belongs in B'chayiv, not in B'chayiv, according to Dan. And number two, the B'chayiv sticks out like a sore thumb. So you know what other Rishonim said? This is a continuation of the last case. You know who's Nosan? Who's the Nosan? Not the owner, the who? The Ganav. Case, first half of the Mishnah meant that the Ganav took the animal himself. He stole the animal. And case number two is, the Ganav told, what? What did the Ganav do?
Gave it to a Kohen.
He tells the Kohen, go take it. He tells the Kohen, that's my animal, go take it. Little does the Kohen know, Kohen's a nice guy. He's an Eloch Kohen. And the Ganav says, oh, I'm Chayv Benjamin, go take the animal. The Kohen has no idea that he's stealing an animal. What does Mishnah say? That the Ganav becomes Chayav al Geneva once the Shliach is Kohen. As long as the Shliach didn't do a Maaseh Kinyan, the Kohen doesn't do a Maaseh Kinyan, the Shoyim, the Malchav doesn't do a Maaseh Kinyan, then it's tantamount to no Geneva. But as long as that unsuspecting Shliach did a Maaseh Kinyan, then the Geneva is complete. Based on what principle? Based on the guy going here. The guy was on the phone telling the Kohen to go take the animal out of his barn. So half the Rishon say, if the Danish crowd is not correct, and the second half of the Mishnah is a continuation of the first half, it's describing a Geneva der Shlichos, I said, "Shlich because of Avera." The answer is no, because the shliach is a shemi, and therefore the chiyagam the yeshliach with Avera. This was the Mishnah that led Taisus to believe that yeshliach with Avera shemi. It was this Mishnah. Of course, this Mishnah is only true if you learn the Mishnah that way. If you learn the Mishnah Danny's way, which is clearly the way the Ritz followed up the Mishnah, so then the Mishnah has absolutely zero bearings in our discussion. There's no shliach, there's nothing, we got the wrong. There's no Avera, it's a different case. It's talking about just pinching men for a regular nice coat, a nice father. So if you take a look back to the Tosas, back in Kedushin for a minute, back after, when Tosas and Daf Beis presented their question about the whole story about Shlichus V'Shogeg, so Tosas said, if you take a look at the bottom Tosas again, towards the end of the second line, the Lo Shayach Lemeima Divir Rav Divir Tam Divir Mishon came to Shogeg, the Hachid Ami Mashu Preg Maruba, the fine test, the Gomer Reisha Gonof Tlev and Aida the Amal the Koyein told Tlev Zeh Shu Shali or Nasal Koyin the Chayes Benoit the Herelo Betlesho Chaveiroi. The re-asked the kasha in that sugya. Am I chayav agana? Name is shlichus v'aveira. The tirutz, the re-answered came and she'ena kain yadesh uba miginei v'lo shayach l'mem v'divi mishayim. So the re learned that mishta to support his theory. And the other day in Rashi, Danny's trap, that's how the Ritvot learns, not a raya b'chol. So by saying, at the end of the day, we don't have any compelling raya from any Gemara to what the din is b'shogeg. We still don't know what the din is b'shogeg. Until we see one more Gemara. That's a Gemara Baba Kama. Another Gemara Baba Kama. That the Rishonim do not quote in this discussion, but the Ktzos discovered this Gemara, and he says he's convinced that this is the Gemara that carries the day. Ktzos Kedaka B'Kodesh dug up a Gemara tucked away in the middle of nowhere, and says this is the Gemara that's the Akvapat Shandisugya. Take a look at Baba Kama from the days of the days. The Gemara is discussing the intricacies of Lamed Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara is talking about being chayav golos going to Ir Biklot for a tzeach v'shogeg. So it's two lines, the wide line start, the second of the wide lines, Masik Rava, middle of the line, Lamed Beis Amud Beis, Masik Rava. Hosik lo ritzua achas umeis. The person is giving malchus to somebody, right? The person is chayav malchus. So the Beizin, the Shlech Beizin is giving malchus. And by mistake, he gave an extra hit. He wasn't supposed to. He gave 40 by mistake. Umeis, and Nebuch. As the Torah says, Abrim Yekenu lo Yosef pen Yosef. Nebuch, that's what happened. Right? So the person died from the extra hit. Hareza golal yodoy. So the person who gave him that extra makah is a Ritzach. He's a Ritzach B'shagi. B'shagi didn't mean to kill him, but it's a terrible thing. He's a Ritzach B'shagi. He's chayav to go into Gol. He's chayav to go to Miklut. The Gemara just said previously that the Medrash of Amurim that someone goes to Golos for Hori B'Shogeg, that's if it was an outright Shogeg. If it was a Shogeg that was a little bit too negligent, a little bit close to Mezid, then you don't get the opportunity, you don't get the privilege of going to your Mikla for Kapara. The Gemara says, this guy, he was guy, Mamasha, so negligent. The Torah said 39, you gave him 40. Mamasha, you're Karv L'Pashay, Karv L'Mezid. So you should have realized the guy may die. So how do we understand that? So the Mishnah says befeirish that why? It's kind of amazing. Amar Rav Simi Nardor says he didn't just know that he gave an extra makah. You wouldn't get the privilege if you knew that you went overboard. That's amazing. That's kind of amazing. That's a peshay. You managed to tug the yada. You lost count. You were counting, and you counted 37 twice. So topically, Rava Basandli, so Rava like banged him with his shoe, and he said, "What?" Give like a bang on the floor. I'm like, "Up to who money?" The guy who's administering the malchus is not the counting. There are three dayanim who supervise malchus. So the one the dayanim, the oldest one, the greatest one, he reads the psukim. The hiflah shemus makayisa. The second one counts off what number of machas is, and the third guy says to the shliach beizin to hit. So the shliach beizin is not doing the counting. So what do you mean he made a mistake counting? Well, says no. Elam Rav Simi Nardor, the Tov Dayana Gufe. It means that the dayan made a mistake. The shliach beizin is just listening to the words. The dayan gave a wrong number. Atka Dibigman. So the dayan made a wrong number. time and wrong number, and now the shliach ends up having to go into Golus. Good to show you. You know, what's kasha? You have Beis Din, and there's a shliach Beis Din. That's the model on the table. There's a Beis Din and a shliach Beis Din. The shliach Beis Din killed somebody. Who's getting punished? Who goes to your mikvah? The shliach Beis Din. Why doesn't the Beis Din go to Golus? Why does the shliach Beis Din have to take the hit? Why does he have to go to Golus? He's only a shliach.
He's need a baisa.
So what do you have to say? What do you have to say? L'chor he shlichat v'avir. Shrechtik tzois. But the shliach Beis Din is what? He's a shayyeg. Even though the shliach Beis Din is a shayyeg, he's still the one who has to suffer the consequence. He's got to go to Golus. What happened to Shalichas B'Shoigei goes back to the B'Shaleach? So he says, you see, a riot of ruthless commander with false right against us. You got to get a big choice to see this about anything. I read this about 100 times before. It's like, so never in 40 million years. This has any impact on the Chalichas B'Shoigei as well. Otherwise, as a choice, there's no reason for Shalichas to go to Golus. Itzler, Tetterberg, Seder Pri-Itzler, also his Rebbe, Yisrael Salam. He was Baal Musa, he was Baal Musa, he was a great Tebuch Hamel. Yisrael Salam said, no, he didn't think the riot of the Tzitzis. The word Shalich Beis Din is in this code. It's a colloquial phrase. He's not a Shalich Beis Din. The Mitzvah Bakas is who tells him to call Yisrael. He's the guy that's being chosen to hit the Yisrael. They're going to hit them together. So he's never doing the physical, he's doing the dirty work in the base. That's the shliach in the base. Then. So the whole parasha shlichus doesn't make any sense here. If there's no parasha shlichus here, then the whole shlichus are there. The whole kasha can be nothing. So we saw Salanta said he didn't bechlal understand the riot for it. So he saw this amount of Amazain, the riot work in the Tvah. So Salanta disagreed with the defense. Our whole father of Isaac, we're back to square one. We don't have a riot. We have two different approaches in Belder Shabbat. Tosfos does it on one side, but on the other side, we saw some of the pros and cons, some of the possible rise of Mokama. At the end of the day, we're not sure who's right yet. Hopefully, we'll get to Shabbat. We'll be even more in the other related issues.
There's no
shifts
going on, right?
Right. The whole community thing.